Hello, my name is Prophet Christy Aldridge, and this is Everyday Prophecy. Welcome to the podcast, everyone. I have a word from the Lord hot off the press, hot off my living room floor. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise you, God. Lord, we pray right now just for your presence. Holy Spirit, help. I need grace. I need grace. Lord, I thank you. We praise you, God, for who you are. Holy, holy are you, Jesus. Jesus, you are holy. Jesus, you are worthy. And so I was in the middle of worship and I just started writing furiously. And the Lord wants me to read what I wrote. This is what the Lord told me. Barns across America. Barns. Fire will fall in your stalls. A humble place. My spirit will fall. Matthew 3, verses 11 and 12 in the NIV. I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with an unquenchable fire. The Lord says to you today, I am coming for you. I am coming to you. Cry out for this. The time is now for those that are hungry. Pray for hunger. The time is upon you. Receive my fire. Do not ask me to stop. Ask for more. Say more, Lord. When you don't think you can handle it, ask for more. Now, 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 I'll leave you breathless. Nothing will be the same after my fire kisses your desire for me. I'll answer you with my passionate heat. I am a passionate fiery lover, and you are the object of my affections. He says, I am a passionate, fiery lover, and you are the object of my affections. This is what I hear the Holy Spirit saying right now. This is my passionate plea to my bride, my remnant, the true lovers of Jesus. Cry out for the baptism in the Holy Spirit and fire. He says, I am an all-consuming fire, relentless in my pursuit of your heart. I will burn away everything that is not of me. Ask me, plead with me, beg for it, cry out for it. Daily, your life will change after this experience. You will see healings and miracles. You will see the manifestation of my power working through your life. In such a measure, in such intensity, you have seen nothing like it so far. You are far from what I am bringing to you, and I am the only one who can give it to you. Seek me. Cry out to me. I can make you hungry. I can make you hungry. He says, spiritual hunger. Help me, Holy Spirit. Spiritual hunger. It'll keep you panting and breathless at my feet. This is what I desire.
Yeshua
You already realize your deep need for me. But there is so much more. Kamaki, Kyasai, come away with me. Come away with me, beloved. Into the den of my love. Isha hokarediri sehikiti. Isha kori sevete chi hokonadi sevete yosha katata te ikiti. O roso yeretse via sai krisa hikiti. Turn off the TV. Put your phone away. The laundry can wait. The dishes can wait. The house is clean enough. There's nothing more important than our time together. There's nothing more important than our time together. Hole away with me. Hole away with me in prayer. Ask me for the grace to stay for hours. I can keep you in this place. My prisoner of love, will you be a willing prisoner of my love? Ija na 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 na. This is what the apostles were made of. Ija hakate. This is the truth that they carried in their heart. They forsook everything else. Isha hakatai. They ministered to me. They laid their lives down for me to go and reclaim my bride, to rip people out of deep darkness, to walk in their calling and their purpose without fear, without shame, without regard for anything else. They left family, they left homes, they left jobs, they left their careers, they left everything. This is the pattern. This is the pattern. The intensity of my love will help you to lay everything down. And without it, you're sitting on the couch waiting. You're attending church. You're doing the things. You're participating in the ministries. You're having a Bible study in your home. All very good things. But this fire that I'm talking about will produce in you something so radical. So radical. He says, upside down. You know, the kingdom of God is upside down. Those disciples, those apostles, they turned the world upside down because of the fire that they had that I gave to them. And that same fire is available to you, but it comes at a cost. Ask me to prepare your heart. Ask me to get your heart ready. I only pour this fire onto the ones that are ready. They have been made ready by me. I'm not trying to paint a pretty picture for you here. I'm trying to give you a portrait of reality of what this thing looks like. Being willing to die for me. Being willing to die for me, to forsake your own life for the cause of the gospel. You need this fire to walk in that way. You can't walk in that way in your own humanity. It's not possible. So know what you're asking for when you ask. And never stop asking.
És akadododok ki, szehakatai. És akadododik.